Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. Guys, nothing crazy has been going on in my life recently, but as you guys know, on Tick of the Talk, Rock of the Rock, sometimes there's information on there that's not true. But I just wanted to touch on this topic because I genuinely have no clue if it's true or false. I can't find anything on the actual web about it, but then again, I haven't really been searching that hard about it. So hang on one moment. Yeah, okay, so there it says a 24-year-old is preparing to leave Earth forever to live on Mars, Alyssa Carson. While most people her age are starting careers or building families, she's preparing for a one-way trip to Mars. She will never return to Earth. Her mission is to build the first human habitat on the red planet. She will study its soil, water, and thin atmosphere, searching for answers about life beyond Earth. Every step she takes will be the first of its kind. Alyssa knows she will be leaving behind her family, her friends, and the only home she has ever known, but her sacrifice could make humanity a multi-planetary species. Her name may be remembered for centuries. Now, as it says, let me quote, as it says, while most people her age are starting careers or building families, she is preparing for a one-way trip to Mars. All right, so it just made me giggle because there are people that, you know, they don't want children, they're not married, or they're just doing their own thing and having their own careers and da-da-da-da, right? And I just think it's so funny because that's such the difference between people that have families and are very, very happy with where they're at. You know, oh, well, I have kids and I have a husband, or I just have kids and I'm just so happy with my life. I just love raising children and I love that for them. But the people that those aren't their dreams or aspirations, I just think it's fucking hilarious how this chica, she's like, you know what? I don't want kids. I don't want, you know, this and that. Peace out. I'm gonna fucking leave the damn Mars. Dude. I'm sorry, but that is just fucking insane. Like, what are you talking about? You are going to Mars, honey. But I think that's fucking dope. I really, truly wish the best for her if this is fucking true. If this is fucking true, hell yeah, dude. Fucking do you. Whatever the fuck makes you fucking happy, do that. Seriously. Because life is too fucking short. But then again, if something does happen to her, her life really would be that fucking short. Because she wanted to go to fucking Mars. I don't know. That's just fucking hilarious to me. It's just so fucking silly. But I really truly wish her the fucking best. And yeah, I really have nothing else to fucking say about it. I don't know. I really hope that she reports back and tells us what the fuck has been going on in Mars and what the fuck she's finding over there. But anyways, so I recently got news, aka recently meaning this morning, when my best friend woke me up, FaceTiming me, that the Starbucks locations are closing. What do you mean the Starbucks locations are closing? And it's saying that they're underachieving on their goals, aka they're not making enough money. And I think that's absolutely bonkers. That's wild. Because I always thought Starbucks was popping. And then they have like a list of what Starbucks locations are closing. And I don't know. I just think that's absolutely hilarious that the Starbucks locations are closing. But honestly, I think it's one of those deals that's like, okay, Dutch Bros is in business as well as 7 Brew. And everyone's just hopping on over there. But I still love a good Starbucks. Unless if it's like the boycott of, oh, let's not drink Starbucks because they are contributing to things that you're just not agreeing with. And that's to whoever it may be. I don't know. It's just wild. Like, what do you mean Starbucks is closing some of their locations? I guess I'm just not understanding. But I am also on TikTok Live. So if anybody wants to say anything about a topic, I am more than okay with talking about it. But Yeah, Starbucks is closing down, so you better go run to your nearest coffee shop, local and or a chain, and go ahead and check that out. Check out their coffees, see if that's something that you're interested in, because at the end of the day, I still can't believe that Starbucks is closing down some locations. And if you were in Texas, one of the ones that's on the list is the College Station location that is closing down. So, yeah. Sorry, everybody, to College Station. Y'all may or may not have a Starbucks. But online it's saying, oh, well, there's not a definitive answer of what locations are actually closing. So, I'm not sure if this list is 100% gonna be a thing or what. Because at the end of the day, Starbucks is Starbucks, and some locations are closing. I don't know. I just have to keep reiterating it, because that is insane. That's absolutely bonkers. Bonkers. But anyways, guys, I have a new music obsession right now. German techno. And I don't know. I've never been into techno, because I do have family and friends that they're into techno, the EDM scene, but all of the music that they go to these events and listen to it, I've just never been vibey with it. I've never been one to be like, oh yeah, that music is absolutely bumping, dudes. It's bumping in my eardrums. No. But I came across this chica on TikTok. I totally forgot her name. I do apologize. But she was talking about how in Germany, the BPMs are higher than the DJs in America. Like, they're up to 400 BPMs, I think. It's something like that. But I just think that's absolutely fucking insane that the BPMs are higher. So then I was looking into it, and I'm like, all right, let's take a little gander and, you know, let's see what kind of techno that they play in Germany. Oh my God. Automatically, my body started moving and grooving. Ooh, ooh. My little shoulders started going, my little hips started going. I was like, wow, my God, this German techno is crazy. It's insane. But at the end of the day, I don't know. It was genuinely something crazy that I was like, whoa. But also, they have more like underground concerts and more, you know, just more bass. But like I said, I am on TikTok Live, guys. So yeah, if you ever want to tune in to me going live, recording the podcast, it is Alexa Bablexa, like I say after every single episode. But yeah, I don't know, German techno. And then I was finding some DJs that play something very similar in America. And y'all, yes. And me and my mom next year, we're going to Vegas for her birthday, her 50th birthday. Whoop, whoop. And that's one of the things that we want to go do is go to a rave. And I think my mom, she's so funny. I told her the other day, I was like, Mom, listen, I am totally into German techno right now. At the moment, German techno. She immediately was like, I'm into techno too right now. Immediately. And she's like, I want to go to a rave. I want to go do this. I want to go do that. And she's like, when we're in Vegas, let's go to a rave. And I'm like, all right, shoot. We'll go to a rave. We'll get crunk. Go to a rave. You know, like, get that shit bumping in our ears. Enjoy it. Everybody and anybody should just sit there and enjoy life, if we're being real and honest. But yeah, German techno, it's the shit. Anyways, not talking about German techno, but don't y'all hate it whenever you get really into a show and the show is already done and over with, but you keep watching it and you're just binge watching it, and then you get to the last season and you're like, oh, have to minimize it. I have to, you know, balance it out. I have to watch something else. I have to. Because if I don't, I'm just going to finish the show way too quickly and I don't want that. Because, yeah. Like, I love watching a show that's, like, fully completed. I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But, at least for me, I have to ration myself on it. Because if not, I don't know. I just don't want it to end. But that's why I started it, because it's already ended. Sometimes I annoy myself with shit like that. It's frustrating. But yeah, you can binge all of it and it is great. But at the end of the day, I'm watching Animal Kingdom and I'm like, no, I don't want it to end. So I'm filling my time with watching Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. And that was one of the shows I always used to watch as a kid. As a kid, and you know, it's reality TV. As a kid, I watched Jersey Shore. I feel like everybody did. And then I watched The Osbournes. And I watched Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, Ex-Wives of Rock, all of that. All of that and much more. I'm rewatching Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. When Ozzy passed away, RIP, when he passed away, I was binge-watching The Osbournes, and now I'm binge-watching Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. And on reality TV, when I mean binge-watching, I'm not talking about just watching it from the first season, first episode, to the end. I am re-watching it, like, three times. Three different times. You know, I'm binge-watching the whole show three times. So, I don't know, take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But it's crazy because as a kid, I did have a crush on Nick Simmons, Gene Simmons' son. And I just think it's so funny how I'm rewatching the show and his son is so similar to my boyfriend. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, did I just bag my crush essentially? Did I just bag my crush? Not the same style, but very, very similar personalities. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious. And also, I didn't realize how much shit they do in the show. They he performed a whole concert for the military. And then he did a whole thing with camping with his family. And they got facelifts, which, okay, I'm going to be completely honest. I felt so bad because you know, they get facelifts, Gene and Shannon, and they come back home and, you know, you're all bandaged up. Your face is puffy as hell. I've never gotten a facelift, but just seeing the show. And I used to watch Botched as a kid as well. So, you know, you kind of get a good understanding of what a facelift looks like afterwards. And I feel so bad because Gene Simmons, he comes home, his kids come home, and he's like, all right, guys, come into the room, but I want y'all to be scared. And they're like, okay. They come in the room. He is totally puffy, totally just, and his kids were so upset. They're upset before they got the surgery, and even more so after they got the surgery that the kids were like, oh my God. And the daughter, Sophie, had to just go to her room and cry. And I felt so bad because honestly, I would cry too. If my dad said, hey, I'm going to go get facelift. And then you come back and he looks like that. I'm like, no, honey. No, honey. I would be more than terrified. And he goes in there and talks to her and he's like, do you feel awkward looking at me? And she's like, yeah. But I would too. I would be like, oh my God, I'm scared. I feel so bad. And I couldn't imagine the pain that they're in, too. Even though Gene Simmons was like, I feel fine, honey. Like, I feel great. No. Mm-mm. I would be set in stone. You do not feel well. I know you don't. Yeah, and then how they had to take care of their parents. That's just hilarious. It's so funny. But they're always doing the most random things in that show. And I love it. I love it. Like the Osbournes, you know, yeah, they're running around and doing stuff, but they were mainly, you know, just chilling at the house and just like, hey, what's up? And I love that they film when they're not touring. So it literally looks like they're home all the time when, you know, Gene Simmons was not home all the time. He's KISS. He's part of KISS. You know, he's out there touring and living his life. But also they do show that too. not the tours, but like him doing press or TV and interviews, all that. But I just think it's absolutely bonkers. Bonkers. Yep, yep, yep. That's what I've been up to. Oh, and as well as my boyfriend's family, they have a lot of birthdays this time of year, which I thought they had a lot of birthdays in the summer, but they have a whole bunch of birthdays now. And I was baking a cake for my mom, and Dustin's sister-in-law was like, bake me a cake. So I baked her a cake, but now I feel bad because I hated the way that that frosting turned out. I wish I made like a whipped frosting rather than buttercream. I feel like buttercream is a lot for a lot of people. There's so much butter and so much powdered sugar that goes into it. I was making it and I had no clue how the more sugar you put in, the creamier the butter gets. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. But seriously, though, that made no sense because I would have thought it would have gotten like harder and more firm. But I totally regret not making her icing amazing and wonderful. But said she liked it, so. But note to self, I'm not doing buttercream cake ever again. No. Unless if you request it, but won't do that again. No. Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, 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 no. But also, I dyed my hair the other week. I think it was like a week or two ago. No, it was a week ago. And my forehead is all like scaly and bumpy from it. I think I'm starting to get allergic to this hair dye because this has never happened to me before. And I've always used this hair dye. Always. I don't know. It's really concerning, but I think I'm going to ask my hairdresser and be like, hey, what do I do? Because I really love this color. And I've been this color for so many years and I don't want to, you know, change my color, because that would freaking suck. I'm emotionally attached to this color that I have. It's black cherry. So, yeah, it looks black inside. And then when you walk outside, it's like all nice and red and beautiful. Oh my gosh, I literally had no agenda of what to talk about. And I'm just over here just rattling off. I love it. I love it. I hope y'all are enjoying this crazy hot mess of a conversation. And then I went to Ulta the other day and I had no clue they made my favorite liquid eyeliner into waterproof, because I always use this eyeliner, always, always, always. And then they made it into waterproof. And now I tried some on my arm and it's still not gone. I've scrubbed the heck out of my arm, but now I'm scared to use it on my eyes because I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm just going to have to sit there and scrub it off. That's redonkulous. That is absolutely ridiculous, but I don't know. And then they go, oh, by the way, on these eyeliners, there's a buy one, get one half off. Don't say that. You said that, and I've already been peer pressured into getting another one. So I got a different color, but I'm a little nervous to use it because it's red. But it's not like bright red, it's like blood red. Hey, Queen. Hey, Maddie. Thanks so much, girl. I look a hot mess right now, but I appreciate the love. I appreciate it. So, yeah, I don't know. I hate whenever you go to a store and they're like, you know, there's a sale. You know, there's a sale. Sis, don't tell me there's a sale, because I'm going to get something if it's on a sale. Point blank, period. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes, I'm going to get this and 10 more. Thank you. I hate that. I hate that. Being an adult and you run all your errands and you're like, oh yeah, I got everything done. And then you didn't. Then you're still missing shit. Oh, no, 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 honey bunny. I don't know. Maybe other people don't feel that same way whenever you go into a store and get something. But that's how I feel. Actually, no, I don't hate it, because I'm like, thank you so much. I get two. I get two of them instead of just one. But yeah, and more variety, the better. Since we're already talking about things that we hate, let's just go into things that I hate. I don't have much to talk about this time, but being constipated is the absolute worst. You'll just be eating and living your best life, and then you realize, oh my God, I haven't shit in 5 days. I know other people have that issue, someone like my boyfriend, you can just eat and just shit right after. I don't wish that, but like, I love that his gut is just moving and grooving. But yeah, I hate being constipated. And then whenever you actually go to shit, it hurts. And it doesn't just hurt, you know, there, but it hurts your lower back. And you're like, golly. But then once you get it all out, you've lost like 10 pounds. So it's a win-lose situation. But also, my best friend Leah, her daughter Novellini gets constipated really bad. And I just feel so bad for her because, you know, she's just like, oh my God, ow. And then she doesn't want to sleep. And I'm just like, oh my God, Leah, that's so sad. I'm so sorry. And then you have to resort to like suppositories or like enemas. And when the Miralax don't work, that's what you got to do sometimes just to get the gut moving and grooving. And it just sucks. It just sucks because it's like, oh my God, I didn't choose to be like this. I'm eating my vegetables. I'm eating the things I need to eat, but I'm constipated. I don't understand. You know? It's just some bullshit. It's some bullshit. Honestly. And like acid reflux, like, you can't control it. Your body just is rejecting shit. Like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to fucking have, you know, a normal body, but then all of a sudden you get acid reflux and it's like, whoa, whoa, acid reflux and constipation. Ooh, I don't wish that on anybody. I don't even wish that on my worst enemies. I don't really have worst enemies, but like if I did, I wouldn't wish that on them. No, hell no. Cause that's insane. I don't know. People just be crazy. It's insane to me, at least. Can't believe I gotta go run more errands. I'm so tired. Oh, another thing that I fucking hate is whenever you get a full night's rest. Full night's rest, you sleep hard, you sleep great, you sleep good, and then you wake up and you're still exhausted. I don't understand. Like, I just slept absolutely fucking phenomenally. And then boom, I wake up and I'm tired. What do you mean I'm fucking tired? I wasn't doing shit for the past, like, 8 hours or 10 hours I was fucking sleeping. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Seriously, I don't get it. But I mean, I ever float your boat? And sometimes your boats don't float on water. Thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast. I am Alexa Bablexa on Instagram as well as TikTok with periods in between. Alexa.ba.lexa. On TikTok, and then Alexa Bablexa on Instagram. So, yes, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you'll have an amazing, great, wonderful day. And, yeah, Chooch Magoo. Peace out, Girl Scout.